Final segment on today's Jefferson Exchange. I'm Jeffrey Riley. Thank you for listening. We change subjects and gears on this moment of the exchange with a musical interlude, or actually five musical interludes. Tomorrow's First Friday, the day of our First Friday Arts segment. We mark the occasion with something that feels like First Friday Eve. We bring in musician, performer, writer Josh Gross for a segment featuring bands coming to the region. It's called Rogue Sounds. And Josh brings in five different bands to talk about. And here he is once again. Josh, good to see in the studio.
Good to see you, Jeffrey.
Let's talk about, why don't we just go straight to Decker?
Yeah, let's do that. You were born to wake up. You were born to be new. You were born to be light. You were born to be true. You were born to be love. You were born to be light. You were born to be the day. Born to be the night.
Wow, getting a little John Lennon vibe there, are we?
John Lennon, yeah, that one's in there a lot too. Usually he gets Springsteen, but I think, you know, you can kind of go either way on that one, especially, you know, mostly John Lennon's solo work. You can hear that kind of Instant Karma is going to get you kind of like slap back on the vocals and everything.
Right, although I find Graham Parker starting to get into my head and stuff like that too now.
You know, and I'm always like, Graham, get out. We talked about this. You got to get your own place, buddy. You're an adult.
Move out of my
head.
Out of my basement, Graham.
Yeah.
What can you tell us about Decker?
Not a whole lot, honestly. He lives in Arizona. He's well spoken of by a lot of publications, but his bio section's a bit thin. He's a little mysterious. I think maybe that's part of his shtick. But he's got this kind of great, like, sort of, you know, folky sound with, like, kind of, like, hints of sort of psychedelic edge, you know. And it's kind of, like, colloquially gotten the term desert rock of lately, which is this sort of, like, you know, it's, like, it's sort of like Americana, but Americana with, like, weird noises going in the back that makes you just kind of, like, go, ooh. Like, that kind of staring off into the vista, the painted hills and all that, you know. And a lot of times it's with bands that have, like, a heavier, like, doomier sound. This guy, Decker's interesting in large part just because he's doing it with, like, a little bit more of a folk, but he's still got that real sort of, like, desert rock, a little bit of, like, just cold chilling, kind of warm chilling, I guess, would be more appropriate for desert rock.
That's right.
Except at night, it gets cold.
It does okay. Indeed.
Mixing metaphors way too much here. Anyway.
Oberon's May 3rd, that's tomorrow for Decker. Let me ask you, though, because when you were talking about maybe that it's part of Decker's shtick, that there's not a lot of bio stuff, is there just a huge range of the ways in which people approach their non-musical stuff, what they put on the web and on social media?
Oh, Lordy, yes. Some of them are pretty, you know, some of them, like, they're like Rain Man, where they just have to tell you a whole lot of, like, really sort of extraneous, like, side information. Some of them don't tell you anything. Some of them, like, send out 28 press releases an hour. Some of them, like can't seem to figure out what the internet or a profile page or, you know, like, a press release is. Those are usually the ones who are really talented, which is frustrating because they're just so deep in their own world of, like, creativity. They're like, oh, right, I probably should tell other people that I've written the greatest song of all time.
But then you get people like Carsey Blanton, who we'll talk about in a couple minutes.
Yeah.
He's got a whole blog and everything. And
you know,
some people provide tons of pictures, which is great when you're trying to put up web posts, as I do. And some people don't provide a whole lot.
Yeah, and sometimes it's, like, frustratingly generic. And sometimes it's, you know, sometimes you feel like a nut. Sometimes you don't. I don't know, man. Like, if I knew why people did the things that they did, I would write a book about it. And, you know, that people would then buy, because I would know why they buy books.
Okay, so you would know that psychology too. Yeah, if you knew what triggered people. Say, all right, Josh Gross here with Rogue Sounds here on the Jefferson Exchange. Up next is Flight Mongoose.
Yeah.
There it is again, Graham Parker's voice.
Really? I think fun Lou Reed.
Yeah, I can
like,
see that too.
Like Lou Reed on uppers instead of downers. You know, like, Lou Reed's like, ah, let's party. We're going to play Monopoly till the end this time. We're not going to nod off halfway through.
That's right. Somebody's going to win Monopoly.
Yeah, somebody's going to win. No, I mean, they're kind of, I mean, obviously with a name like Flight Mongoose, you got a little bit of like a tongue-in-cheek kind of goofy thing. I think they're from like the Sacramento area, and they're just kind of like a fun, timey kind of like slight, a little bit goofy rock band, you know, but with like a nice groovy sound to it. I mean, there's some good, there was some sweet guitar riffs in there.
I was really enjoying that. Yeah. I'm trying to imagine if that was a Gibson Les Paul or something else.
Actually, I think in their video that was a Les Paul, yeah. Please don't fact check me on that because I
was, sound on it. Yeah.
Yeah. But yeah, they just got a nice kind of, like I said, sort of 70s-ish sound. I mean, that sound is coming back right now. That kind of like fat guitars, you know, like kind of slightly groovy jams, you know.
Mm-hmm. All right. Then they're coming to Johnny B's in Medford, I see, on May 7th, which is next week. All right. Let's move on to Hard Fall Hearts.
Yeah, let's do that.
Listen to that all night as well. That's some more fun guitar riffs. I mean, yeah. the guitar looked like it was endangered for a few years there. But
well, I mean, it is and it isn't. Like, it isn't that like it's sort of a lot of the sort of dominant forms of pop music are no longer guitar driven in the way they used to. But it isn't in that like one, it remains one of only a handful of instruments which are suitable for both chords and melodies, and which is part of what drove its popularity in the first place. You know, it's the sort of golden age of electronic like doodads, which has helped driven like the sampling sort of form of pop music, has also helped driven like the guitar as a electronic compositional tool in a way that it wasn't, you know, available before. Like sometimes you had to use like keyboards and MIDI and stuff to, you know, like get notes into a computer or to make like really weird sounds. And now you can do a lot of that with guitars as well. It's just got a certain, like, you can carry it around on, like, a piano. You know, people made an effort with the keytar. It sadly never caught on.
Every day
breaking my heart, right. You know. But, and like, with all things, you know, I'd read what I call one and never ending stream of, like, the world's lamest think pieces, just which is, like, totally my jam, by the way. But it was this idea that, like, sort of rock music is the new jazz, because the thing is that, like, you know, as the cost to produce pop music gets, like, cheaper and cheaper and cheaper because you can just do it on laptops or just buy beats or whatever, you know, but the cost to make rock music remains a little bit fixed because you have to, like, have, you know, like, space to do it and, like, some sort of studio.
More than a laptop, yeah.
Right. So, but the thing is, it doesn't really go away. Like, the sort of idea, like, contemporary American culture with, like, recording and, like, you know, is that no subculture ever really truly vanishes. It just goes deep into the underground and maybe it has, kind of ebbs and flows. But, like, as long as you can put something on a recording, it's kind of like people stay committed to that one thing. You just get kind of like micro niches. And, you know, guitars will always have, you know, that sort of like cultural following and people will be into them because they're cool. And, you know, there will always be sort of underground forms of music and they'll kind of come and go. And one of them that will kind of endure probably like pretty much in perpetuity is, you know, what Hard Fall Hearts is playing. So we should circle back to them. Is, you know, this kind of like rockabilly, you know, kind of influenced, you know, psychobilly that just got that big, like great loud sound that that feels very like American. And even though it's strangely big in like Scandinavia.
Oh, really?
Rockabilly is huge in Scandinavia, but like and Japan, but you know, like that, just the like real, like sort of like big brassy American sound. Where you're like playing some guitar solos. It sounds like the kind of thing you'd listen to while you're driving cars or working on cars, or you know, and you know that stand up bass. It's just cool. Like you see a rockabilly band, and you're like, that's a cool gang of best friends, you know.
Yeah.
And Hard Fall Hearts, you know, they've been around for 10, 11 years. I think they'll probably keep doing this in perpetuity. They've been around. They do well. They put out records. They've, you know, and they do stuff. But I mean, they're never going to have like a huge radio hit. I mean, the Stray Cats were like weird, you know,
yeah,
like
no one saw that coming. But
that's not likely to happen again. So they keep doing this because they love it, and they love it because it's like deeply ingrained in who they are. And I think that's the same way with a lot of different styles of music, and especially with guitars. They will endure in perpetuity regardless of success, because it's just baked into people's DNA and the American DNA especially.
Absolutely. Hard Fall Hearts coming to the Hall in Grants Pass on May 9th. That leaves us up to Carsey Blanton.
I was once an American kid, growing up on hallowed ground, rode to the river on a pretty red horse in a pretty little country town. But I grew up fast and I cast my vote for the president. And I had my doubts, but I still had hope until I read the finer print.
That's a really, is she talking about the current presidency?
I don't know. I didn't ask her. I like her stuff a lot. She's from New Orleans, not originally, but I mean, if it isn't obvious by the horns in the background. Traditional New Orleans. Kirstie Blanton's got this great sort of like amalgam of different like pop styles that just, you know, pop music, like as a term, definitely has like a negative connotation. It just makes it sound like shallow, lightweight, like tripe. And but it also can just be stuff that's like, you know, like kind of pleasant and to listen to and can stick with you and just gives you a nice feeling about the day. And I think she really is working that angle, you know, like just pulling from a lot of different influences, everything from jazz to like heavier rock to, you know, sort of like weird avant-garde stuff. And, you know, has her own little studio in her backyard in New Orleans and, you know, makes these groovy little pop songs and tours around.
And good for her for finding a way to rhyme my vote for president with read the fine print.
Yeah, well, that's, I mean, it's, yeah.
That's yes. Yeah,
fair so, point, Carsey Blanton.
Coming to the Brick Room in Ashland on May 11th.
Yeah.
Josh Gross is here with Rogue Sounds here on the Jefferson Exchange, and we come up to our final act here, TK and the Holy Know-Nothings. Let's hear them first.
Oh, when I wake up, I don't wake up until I crawl inside a coffee cup full of speed and powder, drugs and coffee. When I get to work, I don't get to work until I give my brain another jerk with a couple keep me goings and a calm me down. Hey, some folks will hide a man. They rise and fall just like God would have. And life's as easy as just pressing the gas and going.
Well, he's got an interesting way to start the day anyway. Morning routine not recommended for all here.
Yeah, no, it's whatever works for man, whatever gets you out of bed in the morning. How do you do it, Jeffrey? You're here so early.
Bowl of granola.
Really?
Yeah, it's not much work. I'm not writing songs about that.
Though, yeah, no, that doesn't roll off the. Doesn't sound like something Willie Nelson would do on the
tour
bus. I
have to find rhymes for granola. But tell us about TK and the Holy Know-Nothings.
They're from Portland. They call this great mashup psychedelic doom boogie. I think people are just like throwing words together sometimes at this point. They're another one that's kind of pulling from that like grand great American tradition where it's like you can hear a lot of country influence in there and you can hear a lot of Americana, but you also say this is definitely not country music, you know. And I think that's one of the reasons like, you know, guitars will always be around is that they just have that, they're deeply in the American psyche in the way like King Arthur is in the English psyche, you know. Like,
well, you can do. I mean, honestly, as much as I love keyboards, you can't bend the strings. You can't do the things to a keyboard.
Well, you can actually.
You got the pitch bender thing, yeah. Okay. But you got to have a separate hand for that one.
Right? Well, and then actually, they've got these new keyboards too, where you can like wiggle the keys and like it'll. But the thing I like, you know, is that like if you think about a guitar, especially an electric guitar, if you like bend a string, you're actually like physically manipulating electrical current with your hands. Like you're literally like controlling lightning, which is when you sort of like go down the like, it's like one of those like stoner like whoa moments, you know, where you're like, whoa, but I'm bending a lightning right now with my finger.
Burr.
And there's something that's just, you can't get around that. There's nothing else quite like the feeling of standing in front of like a, you know, like a big loud guitar amp and just hitting a giant chord and just feeling it wash over you, and I don't think that will ever go away. You know, like that's just like there are certain stuff that's sort of baked into, you know, national consciousness, national culture, and you know, I mean, it's like for America, it's like there's a reason the Western is a big thing with American culture, and it's because it's a sort of part of the formation of who we are. In the same way, so is Elvis and rock and roll, and a lot of Chuck Berry and all these other things, and there's no way to ever like delete that from like the American DNA. So it can change and it can morph, but it's always, guitars are just kind of baked into it. I mean, like the electric guitar, like you read that book about it, The Birth of Loud,
yeah,
right?
Yeah.
It's just like, that's that's like the story of America right there, those two companies.
Between the Fender Stratocaster, Fender Telecaster, yeah, and the Gibson Les Paul. So TK and the Holy Know Nothings, after we finish with our Valentine to the guitar here, Applegate Lodge on May 14th. So let me back up the list here. Carsey Blanton at the Brick Room May 11th. Hard Fall Hearts at the Hall in Grants Pass on May 9th. Flight Mongoose at Johnny B's in Medford May 7th. And Decker at Oberon's tomorrow night, May 3rd. Josh Gross lines them all up. He's like a DJ for us. Thank you so much for coming in for Rogue Sounds.
Glad to be here.